Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. The delegation of Ecuador congratulates you on your assumption of the presidency of the 17th Conference of the High Contracting Parties to the Second Amended Protocol to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, and we wish you every success as you steer our work. We assure you of our full cooperation and constructive participation in discussions on the various agenda items, with the aim of achieving the desired objectives, which will enable us to adopt the vital decisions and recommendations to make progress in implementing this important instrument, and in turn to contribute to greater strengthening of international humanitarian law. We would also like to congratulate the distinguished Vice Presidents and the Secretary General who they will support in this conference. Mr. President, Ecuador is a state party to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and to its five additional protocols, as well as to the Convention on Anti-Personnel Mines and to the Convention on Cluster Munitions. We believe that the amended Protocol 2 on mines, booby traps and other devices is an important instrument of international humanitarian law, given that it prohibits or restricts the use of these weapons which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or to have indiscriminate effects. It prevents and alleviates human suffering caused by such weapons, and therefore we support universalization. In this context, we welcome the fact that currently there are 121 states parties to the CCW and 102 states parties to the AP2. It's important, as we seek to strengthen international humanitarian law, to make progress in universalization of the protocol so that human life and integrity can be protected. Therefore, Ecuador would appeal to all states which are not yet parties to consider as a priority acceding to the convention and its protocols in the near future. We recognize and value the efforts and actions undertaken by these states, as well as by other signatories of the Convention, the UN Secretary General, the ICRC, other relevant international actors, as well as civil society, as we move towards universalization of these instruments. We also firmly support the Accelerated Action Plan on Universalization, adopted in 2011 by the Fourth Review Conference, as well as the joint appeal from this conference on universalization. Ecuador is a firm defender and promoter of international humanitarian law, and calling for accession to its instruments is part of the ongoing foreign policy agenda of our authorities in their meetings at bilateral, regional and international level. My delegation would like to extend congratulations to the coordinators for their excellent work and efforts undertaken, and we thank them for the reports that they have submitted, which represent a summary of the discussions held in the expert meeting in April. We support the improvements incorporated into the national reporting forms and in the reporting guide, which we believe will undoubtedly serve to improve the quality of the information submitted. This in turn will lead to improved assessment of progress in implementing the protocol. We therefore believe that the recommendations are relevant, we support them, and we do hope that they can be adopted by consensus. IEDs and their general impact on security, stability and sustainable development of communities and affected countries across the world has become a serious problem and a global threat. In the expert meetings, we have learnt that addressing them is a multifaceted challenge, with aspects such as security and humanitarian aspects to be considered. Therefore, the international community must bolster coordinated cooperation among states, international organizations, and the private sector in order to successfully combat this global threat. We believe that AP2 is the proper instrument to address this issue, and we support the questionnaire on cooperation, which was agreed upon in the expert meetings. The details of information to be provided is up to states, and we support the recommendations suggested in the coordinator's report. And as I say, we do hope